Initial evaluation will be dated 1/22/2013. Physician's name, Robert Schweitzer, M.D., S-C-H-W-E-I-Z-E-R. 3150 Concord Road, Aston, PA 19014. Patient's name, Carmine Blasi, C-A-R-M-I-N-E-B-L-A-S-I. Date of birth, 2/21/56. Dear Dr. Schweitzer, thank you for the referral of your patient, Carmine Blasi, to Precision Physical Therapy. PRD referring diagnosis is thoracic strain and right ankle sprain. PRD, the patient was evaluated today and summarized below are the results of the initial evaluation and plan of care. History of present illness, the patient is a 56-year-old male who was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 12/18/2012. Period. Since that time, he's been experiencing constant pain in his mid-back region and the lateral portion of his right ankle. Period. He described an inversion sprain of his right ankle with the MVA. Period. X-rays following the motor vehicle accident were negative for fracture. Period. Currently, the patient's mid-back pain is constant, ranging from a 5 to a 9 out of 10, with the worst pain occurring while bending. Period. Lateral right ankle pain is also constant, ranging from a 4 to a 7 out of 10. Period. Severe pain primarily with walking and standing. Period. Past medical history, colon. No pain in back or ankle leading up to recent MVA, period. The patient does have a leg length discrepancy with a 2-inch shortening of his right lower extremity, which dates back to surgeries following a motor vehicle accident in 1986. Involving internal fixation and bone grafting of the right tibia / fibula, period. The last surgery was performed in 1991, period. The patient also reports mental problems related to a traumatic brain injury incurred with this MVA in 1986, period. Social history, the patient is married and he does not work, period. His daily activities include performing light housework as well as driving friends who do not own a car, period. All right, let's go on to objective testing. Appearance, colon, pitting, P-I-T-T-I-N-G, pitting, edema, bilateral lower extremities, distal to knees. Next line, single leg stance, right over left, colon, 2 seconds over 15 plus seconds. Next line. Next line, let's do asterisk equals right mid back pain. Double asterisk equals lateral ankle pain. Range of motion right over left. Trunk flexion 75. Trunk extension 17. Trunk lateral flexion 14 asterisk over 19. Trunk rotation 24 asterisk over 14. Dorsiflexion 18 over 26, plantar flexion 30 over 60, 4 foot adduction 25 double asterisk over 30, 4 foot abduction 5 over 7. That was 5 over 7. Next section, manual muscle test, right over left, 0 to 5 scale. Dorsiflexion 4 plus over 5, comma, plantar flexion 3 minus over 5, comma, 4 foot adduction 4 plus over 5, comma, 4 foot abduction 4 plus over 5. The next section, you know what, let's go back to appearance and let's put in there after the thing about the ankle. The patient both sits and stands with increased curvature of thoracic region in an overall slumped posture. Period. Mildly obese. Period. Next section. All right, assessment. The patient presents with signs and symptoms consistent with thoracic strain, comma, postural dysfunction, comma, and a right ankle inversion sprain, period. Poor functional ability level at this time, secondary to pain in both areas, period. Mild difficulty with answering questions due to previous TBI, period. Significant pitting edema, bilateral lower extremities, period. Altered proprioceptive ability and right lower extremity, period. Poor plantar flexion strength, right foot, period. Short-term goal to be met in 2 weeks. Number one, decrease pain to 0 to 6 out of 10 with all activities. Number two, increase range of motion and strength to within, or no, to increase range of motion 5 to 10 degrees. Number two, or three, increase strength 1 F grade. Number four, improve posture with all activities. Number five, initiate an exercise program. Long-term goals. Number one, decrease pain to a 0 to 3 out of 10 with all activities. Number two, increase range of motion and strength to within normal limits. Number three, return to the ability to perform light housework and driving with pain not exceeding 3 out of 10. Last one, independence and compliance with home exercise program. Treatment plan. The overall plan of care will include a progression of stretching, strengthening, and spinal stabilization exercises, as well as functional functional training exercises, all to be included in his home exercise program, as well as passive range of motion stretching, comma, gait training, comma, joint mobilizations, comma, and moist heat/electrical stimulation (PRN). Period. Biomechanics and postural training will also be included. Period. Mr. Blasi will be treated for a frequency of 2 to 3 times per week for approximately 4 to 6 weeks. Period. Rehabilitation potential for this patient is good. Period. Thank you once again for your referral and the opportunity to work with you and your patients. Sincerely, Jeff Morley, MSPT, and the dictation.